B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. On Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys have been great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday, April 2nd, and no April Fools. We're supposed to have some snow mixing in with rain today. And then, don't worry, 80 on Saturday. Hey,
no, we
hi,
won't
North
all be
Carolina.
Sick by the end of the week.
We'll take four seasons in 24 hours, please.
Where's it going to snow? Not here in Charlotte.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a mix at like 8 o'clock this morning, right?
Yeah, not only that, like reports are saying the south of I-85 will see
what?
Snow mixing in. So that would be, you
I
know,
think they were making
Charlotte
a joke
south.
Yesterday. It didn't feel that cold.
Well, it's 42 degrees right now, but here's what Brad Panovich, chief meteorologist and friend of the MRL show, said. It's cold aloft, so the
up
snow will still
sky?
Come down. It's not going to stick.
It's not going to stick. It's too warm for it to stick.
All right. Well, then at 8 o'clock, I'm stopping the show, and we're going to go play it. So, get ready.
It could be your last chance of the year.
Yeah, it's the last snow of the year,
Thank God.
Taking advantage of it.
Yeah, crazy, man. I tell you, this North Carolina weather is absolutely bizarre.
It is bizarre because I signed up for warm. I signed up for short winters, long summers. That's Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So give it to me.
Yeah, well, you'll get it.
Well, I better get it.
But you got to wait. And Charlotte is a major, like, Mother Nature's Charlotte weather is a major tease. Because, like, on the first three dates, it warms up. Then all of a sudden it gets cold again.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Right? So, we're looking forward to that. Can I tell you guys something funny yesterday?
Yeah.
That
sure.
happened?
Uh-huh.
So, I told you at this time yesterday that I had a flat tire. I got a new car last week, and I came out and I have a flat tire. So, Loren picked me up yesterday. So, on the way home, Loren was driving, and I called AAA.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy met me at my house. That's where the car was. But while he's coming on the 45-minute trip to get to my house, ooh, after he was done with one call, he was coming to do my tire, I sat there and I looked at the tire and I go, I think I could do this myself.
Change a tire?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I know I can. But do I want to? I pay for AAA. This is what they're here for. It was a little colder out yesterday than...
Oh, no! Princess needed a sweater.
And a space heater.
So the guy calls me and, you know, super nice guy, super southern draw, you know. Hey, man, I'll be there in about 20 minutes. You know, where is it? What's going on with it? You know, and he said, can you get the spare out and everything? And at the minute that, you know how I think quick on my feet,
mm-hmm,
I went all in and I go, oh, I have a fractured arm. I can't lift the tire.
What?
How'd you pull that off?
Tell me you went and got a sling. You didn't. Maybe.
Yeah, awesome. Why? Because you didn't just want to grab the spare? You didn't
want
to...
I didn't want him to think... See, I get it. If you're on the side of the road and you don't want to get out to change your tire on like 485 or 77 or a busy road for safety concerns, I get it. But there is like 100% chance of every other man across the country changing their own tire in their driveway.
Yes, there's...
Your neighbors weren't like coming out and giving you hell for it.
And I didn't want to... No, they were gone. You know, everybody was working. But I didn't want to... my neighbor who we work. I didn't want to look like a wuss in front of him.
Right, so you...
That's why I didn't change my tire. So I was, because I looked and I was like, do we have tape anywhere? Can I tape up my hand? This is all happening while the guy's coming, you know.
Right.
And I'm tracking him on the app. He's getting closer. So finally, I just went out there and I held my right arm like this.
You just held it like in a...
I faked it to make it the whole time. And the guy's like, how'd you do it? And I was like, I play hockey.
Wow, more lights.
Wow.
And I did all that because I didn't want to look like a wuss in front of him for not changing the tire in my driveway. My wife told me I needed to make an appointment with a therapist yesterday after I told her that.
I think yes. So, too.
I said, babe, I wanted to be manly about it.
At least at the end of the thing, you could have said April Fool's at the end, like when he was leaving.
But so, and then
he
I
would
walked.
Have appreciated that the blatant lying. He's like, I know your arm's not fractured, buddy.
I was just holding it like a dead fish, you know, just kind of holding it, and then I would go inside and I would like move it around a little bit, like shake it off, and I'd walk back out to see him.
Oh
again.
My gosh!
And I would do it again.
There's Maybe we can get 2-for-1 therapy.
There's no way nobody would buy that.
He didn't care. What does he care? He gets paid to come change the tire anyway.
I know, but that's insulting. Like, when people are lying to me, I just want to be like, I know you're lying. Like, I'm not dumb.
And you know he's going to be going around to everyone today and be like, let me tell you about this idiot I met.
No, there's no way.
He faked fractured his arm. Don't you remember when I fractured my foot? I had to wear a boot for forever. If you fractured your arm, I'm sure you have to wear like a
sling.
Well, a sling or
I did have
brace.
It was a little colder out yesterday, so I had a jacket on. You know, I had like a pullover on, so maybe he thought it was underneath. Listen, he didn't ask a lot of questions. He went to work on my tire. I just didn't want him to think that, you know, here I am, some stuck-up guy that doesn't know how to change his tire on his driveway 2 feet from his garage.
You also had an MRL show sweatshirt on yesterday.
I switched it out.
Okay, I was going to say, because no offense.
I switched
it
out for, Loren, I thought all about it. I had a New York Mets pullover that's bigger and baggier, and I'm like, he won't know that there's not a cast under here. I looked for tape to tape my hand, y'all, to say I cut it.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you say that? Don't you think don't you understand why I did it?
You know what you should have said? I don't know how to do this, bud, so do it.
How about
those
you
words
just didn't even have to give him an explanation?
What?
How about you didn't even have to give him an explanation? If you were paying him to do it anyway, when he got there and the spare wasn't out of the trunk, just say, hey, I didn't have time to do it. I'm sorry.
You are totally right. That's an absolutely accurate statement. For normal people, none of us are normal.
We don't think right.
No, it's so true. Don't sit there and judge me because you all have done something similar in some fashion.
Can you name one?
I think I should have over and changed it and see how much I knew about changing a tire. It's been a minute.
And the poor guy didn't have the gun.
Roy and
so
I
he had to
race.
Do it by hand.
Yeah, oh, he had to do it by hand.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know what we should do? We should go to the Hall of Fame and see which one of us can change the tire quickest. Yeah. You know, that's one of the exhibits at the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
I'm at a disadvantage. I can't squat down like you do.
I have a fractured arm, Roy. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to make it work?
I can't get down.
Anyway, I wanted to share that with you, that I faked a fractured arm so that I didn't look weak in
There's
front of this tire changer.
It's not your arm.
You're so stupid.
All right, you can win $1,000. We'll tell you how in just about 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And today at 8 a.m., you got a shot to get $1,000 richer. It's the KISS cash code, and it's back by popular demand. You want your thousands? We heard you, and now we brought it back. So you got a shot at $1,000, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1, 4, and 6. That's 5 times a day.
Wow.
Plus, when you enter, just by either texting or jumping over to our app, the KISS95.1 app, or getting on the website, those are the 3 ways that you can enter the code word. Just by getting in, Roy, tell them what they can win.
Where's the Price is Right music? That's what you need.
They will win $10,000.
One lucky person just by entering is in the running to win $10,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It sure is.
You didn't have to secretly flash me how much money it was at all. I knew that off the top of my head.
You don't remember that from last time? You remember. Well, but I get it. It could have changed. You don't know that. Maybe that's not true, but now it is, because we said it. No, it's on the list. It says it. $10,000 just by entering. Yesterday, we did an awesome April Fool's Day prank.
Yeah.
We had so much fun with it.
We did a prank that we fooled this hour's audience and the next hour's audience. And then we kind of let everyone else in on the joke. But if you heard commercials yesterday around this time for something called Canine Cosmetic... which is a cosmetic clinic in Belmont that specializes in plastic surgery for your dog. I can just rest assured it's not real. We got the complaints. It was a fake business that we created. If you want to look it up, go to caninecosmetic.com. The website's still there. But yeah, everyone was really upset yesterday that they thought, you know, there's no way ethically a veterinarian could do this.
And if it makes you feel any better, my husband wasn't even in on the joke, and I was getting text messages from him after the show about, like, what is this? And why were you guys running commercials for it? I was like, good.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you were listening later in the show.
Yeah, my neighbor was telling me that he went to work and was showing people the website thinking that it was real.
Yeah.
And he was arguing with other people saying, oh, no, people will use this company. Like, you have to understand, there are people that will get their dog cosmetic surgery.
It's believable. You know, when we were coming up with the idea, I started doing research because I'm the one who designed the website. And, like, I'm a little disturbed on how real it is. Like, there's actual plastic surgeons for dogs. However, they typically do, if there's a health issue, like a respiratory issue.
Sure.
Rhinoplasty for dogs if they can't breathe.
They focus on health reasons.
Like short-nosed dogs that have breathing issues. Bulldogs, boxers, things like that. Terriers.
But I mean, we're just a stone's throw from people getting their dog tummy tucked. A
couple messages that came in yesterday that was funny. Wow, I was listening this morning and was rolling my eyes saying, really? I thought it was real. Prank well done. I feel so stupid now. Somebody said my 9-year-old son thought it was a prank. I didn't think so. Thank God. I'll admit I fell for it too. Wasn't even thinking about it. April Fool's Day. Y'all got us. Y'all got us good. I got to work before you said it was a joke. And I thought it was real because on the air you said, well, Roy's looking into it on the website. Ha ha ha. He was. He was looking at the website, all right.
Yeah, I was finishing my touches to it, editing it.
Allie said, today is my birthday, and this is the greatest joke I've ever heard on my birthday. Y'all had me on this one. I was so confused and mad at the same time.
Yeah.
It's all legit, good fun.
This legit gave me a heart attack.
Well, we even got messages. We just got one on Instagram where other people then took the joke and played the prank on other people. They're like, hey, come look at this website that I found. It's a new clinic in Belmont. And they were able to prank people, too, using our joke.
Last one, my wife said, this has to be an April Fool's joke. Then she turned to me and said, but how do I get a bulldog with bullhorns?
Pretty funny.
Yeah, go to the K9 Cosmetics.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Kiss 95.1. And we had a take off today. Like, the last 2 years, April Fool's fell on a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Now we're armed with April Fool's jokes for the next 5 years, you guys.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
Oh,
people
sorry.
Will remember. So Ariana Grande has a new song out, and we'll get to that in a minute. But Bebe Rexha says she just opened up about her sexuality and dating life with a new interview. And she says she doesn't know why she has relationship problems. She thinks men are afraid of her. Girl, I went through the same thing.
You're sometimes, intimidating, Loren.
But I think sometimes people are just intimidated by the fact of, like, Bebe Rexha. They're probably like, oh, she's a star. She might have a big personality, so that just adds to the intimidation.
Yeah, no, we're just afraid of you. In fact, we had to break news to you and this morning, and we were all scared on how we were going to do it.
And didn't I handle it well?
You did, but we were like, do it in the elevator before she here comes in. You tell her, Nicole. Not
I'm
us.
Just passionate. That's why people are intimidated by me. I'm a big teddy bear now. I really am super lovable. Okay, so the Jonas Brothers, they also got in on April Fool's and played a prank on their fans. They came out on Instagram and said that they were working on a new collaboration and that they were releasing a tease of an upcoming song featuring Kylie Jenner. Now, of course, it was an April Fool's joke, so don't, April Fool's. Yeah.
Tom Brady joined Twitter yesterday, too, and said he was retiring. And then he said, I'm just joking.
I wish that part was the April Fool's.
He does joking once he saw how many people were excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ariana Grande, she did drop a new song called Monopoly, and this one is with Victoria Monette.
Victoria Monette, huh?
You have it?
Then you're left in the dust. Unless I stuck by you. You're a sunflower. I think your love would be too much. I don't know. I think it's all right.
All right.
Beautiful.
It's like the voice of an angel.
I don't know. I like everything Ariana does.
Me too.
I mean,
yeah.
I also like everything that No Limit Larry does. Love with a dancer. The girl is me the hottest. Like the way she break it down. I
see you, girl.
tried the hardest, man.
That was from his Insta. We recorded it, kept and held on to it.
All right, and last but certainly not least, Justin Bieber got in on April Fool's as well with the pregnancy prank. If you missed it, there were like a couple different posts on Instagram yesterday that him and Haley posted. And if you were following it, like, I was so confused at some point. I was like, is it an April Fool's joke or is it not an April Fool's joke? So they posted something and then they said April Fool's. Then they posted another picture of Haley with a bunch of doctors at the OBGYN. And then they said April Fool's again. And then they posted this sonogram with a puppy dog face in it. So, all right. Ha, it is an April Fool's joke. They're not pregnant.
It was cute because I was reading all the comments and they're like, yeah, but how did they get the photo with the doctors? And I'm like, really? He has money. I'm sure you can
but have how?
By the way, it's a photo. Who's even to say that they're real doctors?
You know what I'm saying? He can afford an whole
because
acting
they're wearing
group.
A lab coat, Lorraine.
Right. Somebody put a lab coat on and they took a picture.
I got news for you. Some of those doctors in your commercials on TV might not be doctors.
What?
Tell Aaron when he gets back in the studio.
Yeah, he'll
Mr.
be devastated.
Gullible. All right.
That's your dirty.
Lorraine, you just bought a new house. Uh-huh. On Friday, you closed. There's a new reality show where you have to give them total control and they'll purchase the house for you. Would you ever let someone do that?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
I bet you people out there got into a house that they let someone else buy for them, husband, wife, and they had no idea. We'll discuss it coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Coming up in just about 10 minutes from now, if you missed it yesterday, we did something called Unfriended, where someone wanted to find out why their sister-in-law stopped friending them and stopped liking their Insta pictures and stuff.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. So we confronted her on the air. She came on the air. She had no idea why. And we'll play that for you coming up here in just about 10 minutes.
Did you guys hear about the reality show in Belgium that completely failed?
No.
Like on the first episode?
It made me think of Lorraine because she just bought a house.
Yeah. So it's about buying a house. And so this new show, it's called Bought Blind. It's a pretty cool concept. You give experts total control to buy your house. They get control over your finances. You sign over everything and they pick your house.
I assume you give them like your budget. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. With your money. And on the first episode on Bought Blind, it just aired on March 27th and it didn't have a happy ending.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Bart and Els realized that it wasn't quite the home of their dreams and that there was still a lot of renovating to be done. And they didn't know that they'd have to budget to make the necessary changes. So now they're saying that they don't even know if they want to keep the house or not, which is the whole point of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny, though, because I like that it didn't have a happy ending.
No.
Right.
Which honestly, it could be a really good TV show if it's constantly people being upset.
That's true.
I mean, every show on the HGTV network or, you know, DIY, they're always happy with the finished product. And you wonder, like, when the construction workers leave, they're like, you know what? I didn't really like the hot tub with the fire spitting out of it. I didn't need that.
You know, we are selling our house currently, and we had a real estate agent come in last week, and she was, quote unquote, previewing the house for her clients. So she has out of town clients and she basically goes and like handpicks properties for them to look at when they come into town.
Yeah.
Secretly, I'm hoping they buy my house.
Of course.
You know, there's that.
You got to put the cross in the front yard. Don't forget that.
What?
That'll help you sell the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's going to look like someone got murdered outside your house.
No. Hold on. Somebody call us real quick. 704-570-9595. You bury the cross, but it has to be aimed a certain way.
Really?
Yeah. Please, someone call in real quick and tell Lorraine how to do it.
I never heard that, but at this point, I'll try anything.
Okay. It's a thing.
Is it like a superstition?
Yeah, I believe so. But it works, supposedly.
So you bury a cross.
How big of a cross?
A giant, Lorraine. You got to get, we're talking take it from a church.
I mean,
what do you mean how big?
I don't know. Can it be a popsicle stick cross? Does it have to be like?
Can we just wait for someone to call in and ask those questions?
Right.
I just know it's a thing.
I'm getting a steeple, taking it over to the rim.
Yeah, I don't want to dig up my whole front yard, Manny.
Yeah. Take something from a church, okay? Okay, so what? So what did the woman say when she came in and looked at the house?
She said that she had these out of town customers, but that's what this story reminded me of, because this woman is basically hand-picking certain houses for her out-of-town clients to see. Mm-hmm. And what if they didn't see, you know, like, what if they came in and they missed something? Right. I don't know.
I thought you were going to, can we just say what the realtor told you?
I don't think this was that realtor, but
that's okay.
One?
It's still funny.
I can't remember.
The realtor left a comment, said they need to clean up their alcohol bottles because they have too much laying around.
Yeah, they said we needed to declutter our alcohol consumptions.
to have a good time.
Wine and liquor bottles all over the bar in the bar room.
But don't tell me to declutter because now it looks like nobody lives there.
Okay, here's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. You know about this cross thing with selling your house?
No, I don't know about the cross thing, but I was always taught you bury the statue of St. Joseph in your front yard.
Maybe that's what it is. See?
St. Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've done it, and my house did sell.
Don't you?
And you can Google it. You can Google it. It'll tell you exactly. But I specifically went into a Catholic store to buy the statue of St. Joseph so I can bury him.
There's
in
Catholic
the front yard.
Stores?
Supposed to be facing. Yeah. Well, this was when I lived in Ohio, but.
Oh.
But you can. I'm sure you can get them, but you have to bury them facing the house.
I think I. Huh.
Did you hear that? Okay.
So
apologize.
Hold on.
It's
does
not
it have
a cross.
To be all the way underground, or is it one of those
you
things?
His little head's poking out.
No, you bury it in the ground. No one will see him. We left him at the house when we moved.
Okay.
But you listen to me.
I am listening.
You're being. You have to lay him down facing the house.
Okay, but you can see my confusion because in my backyard, there was a statue of a saint there before I moved in. So I thought maybe that was what you guys were talking about.
That was
about.
A bird bath, Lorraine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's not it. They won't see him. So.
Okay.
And
thanks,
Vicky.
And
you're supposed to be like, you know, you do it and say a little something, you know. And
I'm ordering one on Amazon as we speak.
Do it.
I am.
Do it.
Lauren does it like in
Thank
the middle
you.
Of the
Thanks,
yard.
Vicky.
And so it's nothing but green and then one weird brown spot.
I'm like, what? They told me to bury the thing. But yeah, there's a, I'm looking at it online and there's a whole St. Joseph home sale kit.
Okay.
What? It's only like $7.
Yes. Get it.
I couldn't get over the fact there was a Catholic store.
There is a Catholic store, yeah.
Can you imagine there's a Southern Baptist store, especially like if you found one like up in West Virginia. It's like a cross up front, snakes out back.
All right, hey, up next in just about 8 minutes, you're going to hear a segment we did on the show yesterday called Unfriended, where Jason wanted to find out why his girlfriend's sister unfriended him on Facebook. And the reason was hilarious. You got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
We have Jason on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we got your message on Instagram, and you said that you've been unfriended.
Yeah, unexpectedly. I don't know what the situation is, but I'm kind of looking to resolve it pretty quickly.
You kind of sound like Daniel, our Farmer Dan, doesn't
yeah,
he sound
from
a little
Burke County, yeah.
Farmer Dan from Burke County, is that you?
Nope.
No? Yeah, all right.
Okay, so, Jason, who unfriended you?
It's my girlfriend's sister, Lisa.
And do you have any idea why she might have done that?
No, like, all of a sudden, you know, I'm not posting anything crazy on my Instagram or my Facebook. Just regular day-to-day stuff. I'm not too political. I don't do anything, you know, too controversial at all. But all
You're not religious. You're not posting anti or pro-political posts. Okay.
Oh, man. I stay away from all that. So,
what kind of posts are you putting up then?
Well, just like, you know, pictures of the daily do I do. Like, I work with in the field, so I got, like, pictures of my equipment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And pictures of the outside area and all that.
Sounds
you know.
Like Farmer Dan.
Yeah, I know. I think we're being punked.
Hey, it puts food on the table, so I'm pretty
all right.
good with it.
What was your last Facebook post?
Oh, it was about my tractor.
Okay.
That was it.
What was your last Instagram post?
It was about this door I installed inside of my house.
Okay.
Oh, so she's bored with you.
Yeah, I think I would have unfriended you as well.
Well, you know.
Jason, did she unfollow you on both Facebook and Instagram?
Yes. all at the same time. Okay. I was checking through my accounts, and I was like, wait a minute, you know.
So did your girlfriend ask her sister why she unfriended you?
Yeah, she called her up after I hollered at her, and she was like, all she told my girlfriend was, she can't even deal with me. And that's why I'm like, well, shoot, did I do something wrong?
Have you guys always, Jason, have you guys always gotten along? Like, maybe this is. Oh.
We never had a problem before. Never.
You know, last week on the show, Roy and I admitted that we are airplane enthusiasts, Jason. Right. We enjoy plane spotting, and a lot of people don't even know that about us.
Right.
And it's kind of our thing, but I don't post about it.
No. In fact, I try not to let people know.
That.
I try to hide that as much as possible.
Yeah. In fact, Roy gave me a stern lecture about bringing that up on the air the other day. Oh, I'm kidding. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it's just not her thing, the whole tractor and door.
I bet she's bored with your social media. But so here's what we do. It's called Unfriended with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We're going to call the person that unfriended you and ask them. Try to get to the bottom of it, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, producer Nicole is saying that Lisa's ready.
Okay, Lisa, now you have no clue why you're on the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for listening.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, we want you to have a conversation with your sister's boyfriend, Jason.
Okay.
Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I couldn't help but notice that, like about a week ago, you stopped following me on Instagram and Facebook, and I talked to your sister and all, and she said that there was something that went down. So, you know, why'd you unfriend me?
First of all, you have my number, so we didn't have to do this on the radio.
Well, this is a segment that we do. It's actually a segment on the show called Unfriended, and we just try to, you know, fix whatever issues are at hand.
Yeah, we thank Jason.
Okay.
We're trying to be the mediator.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, how do you even notice? You're such a weirdo. You know I love you, but what all? Okay, first of all, I want to know what y'all think that he posts online first, because I have my reasons, but I don't know what he told y'all. So.
I think he's pretty boring. I think he posts about tractors and doors and all this other crap, and you don't want to be subjected to boredom.
That's what he told us. That's what he told us.
That's what I believe.
Okay, well, those posts are actually the most interesting things that he posts. When he posts, like, 98.9% of the time are, like, for literally the past 2 months straight, it's stuff about Game of Thrones.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it's coming back. People are excited.
Well, he didn't mention that to us, Jason.
Well, you know, It's a passion. I don't, you know, I think everybody likes Game of Thrones. I mean, if you don't, I understand why you might not.
Every single day he changes his profile to another, like, character from Game of Thrones, and I have to get a notification, Jason changed his profile picture, and I'm like,
I do that.
He's taking quizzes, like, what? And then he, like, tags. People, he tags like 47 people at a time when he posts these quizzes, and he'll have you like, dude, take the quiz, which Game of Thrones is
your Jason, you are the most annoying.
tell us this.
I'm being polite, because the people put me in with quizzes, and I was like, you know, I'm returning the favor. It's a nice little community.
That is not a favor. That is seriously, I could care less what John Khaleesi does. Like, I don't even
know. Well, actually, it's Jon Snow and Khaleesi is two different people.
I didn't know that reason right there is exactly why I had to temporarily.
Oh my gosh. All right, so it's nothing personal. You're just staying away from the Game of Thrones thing until the season comes to an end, the whole show comes to an end.
It's coming up fast, so it's not going to be too much longer.
WNKS Charlotte, check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So some people are going to be in the market for a new roommate. This is like moving season. You know, producer Nicole might be moving in the next coming months. And there's definitely people all over the city. They're looking for roommates.
Mm-hmm.
I found an article that gives people an idea of who to look for when they're cohabitating with someone. And these are things like a respectful roommate, someone who's tidy, honest, clean.
Are you going to move into a seminary with a nun?
Yeah.
You don't think people are perfect?
No.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard to find a good roommate. And unfortunately, yeah. I think, like, if the three of us lived together, mm-hmm. even as well as we knew each other.
Oh, we'd hate each other.
One of us would move out in a year.
Yeah.
Maybe
in
less.
In a year? Try, like, a month and it would be me.
Yeah. Loretta would be the first to go. And then after a while, you and I would slowly...
We would destroy ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
This list goes on to say that you need to look for someone who's quiet. Good luck with that, because the next one is the same age that you are.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember back when I had roommates, they hated, and you guys have been over to my house, and you know that whenever I sit down to watch TV, I like to curl up with a blanket. And let me tell you, I've done
it's
this.
It's like a knitted quilt.
Like an old lady, yeah.
I've done this for years, and even back when I had roommates, I did it, and they got so upset about it, because I would never just, like, fold the blanket up and put it away. I'd just leave it on the couch.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I'll be back in an hour. And I'll use the blanket again. What's the point of put it up? But I don't want to do the back and forth.
Oh, you sound like my husband.
Oh, man, they hated me.
They didn't like it just laying on the couch.
No, and for a while they thought it was passive aggressive to fold it for me. They're thinking, like, I'd get a hint, and I'm like, oh, you're doing the chore for me.
Yeah, why would I do it myself? Yeah. Also, things that people should look for when they're looking for a roommate are similar interests and cool with pets.
You know,
non-smokers.
I can only imagine the horror stories people have with their roommates. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Tell us about your awful, awful roommate, and let us try to decide if you moved out or not.
Because sometimes you're just stuck.
Yeah.
Where, like, financially you can't move out, or maybe there's a lease that just can't be broken, and you two, yeah, oh. Because there's nothing worse than having a roommate that you don't like.
I know.
Or get along with.
Especially, I mean, you're sharing that common space, too. Like, yeah. I've had friends who have had roommates that would eat their food out of the refrigerator. Like, they would bring home. Ooh. They stopped bringing home leftovers from restaurants because their roommate would eat them. So they would rather throw them away than give them to their roommate.
704-570-9595. Tell us your roommate horror story, and we'll try to determine if you moved out or not.
Because what's going to suck is when someone tells us this horrible story and the three of us are like, oh, you definitely moved out. She's like, or he's like, no, I couldn't.
I'm still living with them.
Yeah. Oh, man. What about family? Is that on the list? Can you be roommate with, like, a brother or sister?
I mean, I guess if they fall under these categories.
Would you and Vin be good roommates?
No.
You and your younger brother, Vin, who's 7 years younger than you?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. He used to hide stuff in my room growing up.
Mm.
And then I would find them under my bed, and I would get in trouble for them. And I'm like, it's not mine.
let's start things off with Salem in Charlotte. Hey, Salem.
Hey.
Hi. Tell us about that awful roommate.
So I'm so kind of in the middle of this situation because I live with, let's see, four other people, and one of them being my mom. And I heard you guys ask about the roommate, like, mom's or family situation.
Yeah.
And so my mom moved out, and a friend of mine had a couple that needed a space, so we had an extra room for them. So
okay.
They moved in and got their cat, and they were literally, like, the worst roommates. Their room was disgusting. They never cleaned. They never, like, did anything for the house. Like, we had chores and everything since there were so many of us. And so we had to kick them out a month ago, and the room smelled so much like cat.
Oh, that's gross. Thanks, Salem. Salem didn't play the game right. You're supposed to tell us about your bad roommate, then we guess whether or not you guys broke off the roommate situation.
All right, let's talk to Amanda and Charlotte. Tell us about that roommate.
Hi, yes, I had a roommate who got two guinea pigs, and we were like, okay, whatever. But then the guinea pigs had babies, and then we had six guinea pigs, and she never cleaned the cages.
Ew.
And they were in a common area.
All right, six guinea pigs, common area. Does Amanda throw them out or leave, or did she stick through the roommate situation?
I think you stuck through the guinea pig babies, because at least they're cute. They might be stinky, but at least they're cute.
I think you stuck through it as well.
I'm going to say you either kicked them out or you left. Amanda, did you kick them out or leave, or did you stick it out?
So I had to stick it out for like 4 more months until my lease was over. So we had stinky, like I couldn't bring friends over or family or anything.
Oh, that's the worst. Dang. Thanks, Amanda.
Literally.
Okay, let's try this with Gina and Charlotte. Hey, Gina.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the roommate.
Okay, so I was moving from San Diego to Los Angeles, and I found her on the internet, and it was a really nice condo, moved everything in. It took me like 7 hours to get everything all set up, and I said, you know, I am starving. Let's celebrate, you know, living together. I'm going to run out and grab steaks and lobster tails or whatnot.
Mm.
She's like, oh. She's like, you know, I'm Indian, and there's no red meat allowed in this house.
Oh.
I was like, these are things you maybe should have disclosed.
All right, so Gina finds out no red meat allowed in the house. I'm going to say before Gina unpacked the first box, she decided that she was not going to live with this person and moved out.
I say...
Hold on, don't answer yet, Gina. Hold on a second.
I think Gina became a pescatarian and stayed.
Roy, what do you think?
See, I'm conflicted because she said she moved in. Like, it took 7 hours to move in. It's a lot of
but
hours.
She never said she emptied the boxes. She never said she got into a room and was cozy.
And it's lost. I'm going to say she stuck it out.
Gina, what'd you do?
I stuck it out.
Yeah.
about a month later, she went out of town to visit her parents up in Canada. And I threw a huge party at the house. And I said, everyone, bring a covered beef dish.
That's funny. Thanks, Gina.
She's all gnawing on meat all night. All weekend long.
All right. I guess... The rule of thumb here is follow Loren's theory and all these notes on how to find a good roommate.
I just imagine Gina like has ribs like stashed under her bed and stuff. So when she goes to bed at night, she's eating, you know, stuff she can't cook.
She's like, why do you smell like barbecue all the time?
Gina, that better not be me. Oh, my gosh. Somebody said try living in a barracks on a military base and not being able to move out. That's not fun at all.
No, but at least you all have like... For me, the biggest deal breaker with a roommate would be, like, being messy. And at least in a barracks, you all have to be clean.
That's true.
For the most part.
Still to come.
Today is National PB&J Day. And you know we got to celebrate these ridiculous holidays here on the MRL Morning Show. Roy, what you got in your hand?
I have some goober. You know, Smucker's goober. It's peanut butter jelly mix. I'm going to put this in my mouth, and I'm going to try to sing a song. You guess the PBJ tune.
Oh, name that PB&J tune.
Yes.
I love it.
All right, we're going to do that coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Hey.
Yeah, and we want to play this wonderful game by I'm going to fill my mouth with peanut butter and jelly, and then you have to guess... what I'm singing. Do you want to get a listener for this, or you guys want to do it?
Sure. Why don't we get an MRL fan member right now? 704-570-9595. If you want to help guess what song Roy is singing with a mouthful of goobers,
yep, Smucker's
call now.
Peanut butter and grape jelly.
That sounds
fun. No bread, though, right?
Nope.
No bread, and there's no prize, by the way. We're just doing this for fun. Okay, so I'm going to
give them the bottle of goobers if they win, maybe.
Yeah. With my spoon up.
Oh, make no mistake. I'm eating the rest of this when we're done.
All right. I'm getting a big old spoonful. Yeah.
Did you bring water in here to help wash it down?
No.
I don't.
But I have a water, buddy. I will donate my water to you. I haven't even opened it yet.
So do I need to fill my mouth completely up to where
it's...
Okay.
Let me hear you talk while we get our caller, our contestant on.
Do I need more?
Yeah, a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
A little bit more my Coke.
What about smoke?
Well, it's good. I want to eat it.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning, y'all.
All right.
Oh, this is so good.
That was a lot more.
Do you like peanut butter and jelly, Allie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have it toasted, though.
A lot of people don't like the goobers, but Roy has the goobers, which is the jelly mixed with the peanut butter.
He's melting in my mouth.
And he's going to sing the lyrics to a song. Are you ready, Allie?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Roy.
Well, thank you, Rory, I just see you kind of fine for the same moment where we were sky high in Colorado.
Loren.
Take more.
More? Oh, where's my spoon?
Oh, I have it. Sorry. I didn't want to use your spoon.
Reload.
Don't take offense to that.
Don't answer yet, Allie. This is actually funny.
It is?
Allie, do you know what song this is?
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Good. Let him keep going.
Yeah, right. He just took a huge scoop of Coopers.
It looks like it's majority.
I got nothing. Not even a little bit.
When you get to the middle, it looks like it's the majority of it is jelly.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Go ahead, Roy. Hit it again with a huge mouthful of peanut butter and jelly.
It's so gross.
That's the worst one.
Yeah, hi, Colorado. You touch against the bottles, with the baba baby. I never knew you. I remember how bad I knew you.
Do you know
when
now?
When I drink tequila, for the love of God, tequila.
What was it, Allie? Allie, what's your guess?
Good. That's very good.
Oh, no, I think we lost her.
Oh,
it's tequila, my God.
Hi, the MRL Show. What was your guess? Hello?
Oh, man.
I think we're having some phone issues.
Maybe we might be having phone issues. Hi, the Mandy, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Can you hear us?
I can.
Oh, okay. What song was that?
Tequila.
Tequila. There you go. There you have it. Congratulations.
Gosh.
Okay. Tequila, Roy.
Oh, man. That was a lot harder than I thought. And it was way more grape jelly than peanut butter.
Yeah, it's gooey in the middle.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
I'm down.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Lorenz, do the dirty with peanut butter and jelly in your mouth, and let's see if we can understand the first story.
Okay, hold on.
I'm all sorts of sticky, by the way.
Yeah.
It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, by the way. So we're celebrating by talking with it in our mouth, naturally.
Okay. We're fine.
Ew, it does look gross because you're getting the majority of it is jelly. Okay.
Kendall Jenner is finally speaking out against the Fry Festival. She admits she was taking a risk with a startup company.
Isn't it weird how it melts in your mouth? So, like, it dissolves without you even...
Yeah, it is.
So, wait, Kendall is... or Kylie is suing? What? What is she doing with the Fry Fest?
No. It's Kendall. Mm-hmm. She's finally speaking out. She was one of the models that got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
She got paid thousands of dollars to promote the festival. And she does come out now and say, okay, I admit it was a quote-unquote risk to take on a startup company. So she says that she was, you know, just putting it out there, assuming that it would go well.
Okay.
Wendy Williams, her and her husband are considering separation, finally. You know, they've had some troubles in their marriage before, and with rumors swirling now that he's just fathered another child to somebody else, she and he are trying to figure out how to make the separation work now.
I feel like you're trying to get through the peanut butter and jelly goobers that are in your mouth.
I am. I still have, like, I don't know, it's like a residue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gets stuck. Okay.
I don't feel very good right now. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you ingested about, I don't know. A cup full of jelly.
Why did you spit it out? Why did you swallow that
much?
It
dissolves in your mouth.
It does.
It honestly, it's like melts in your mouth, and it goes down your back of your throat, and I'm not feeling well. I'm really not.
Are you going to puke?
I don't know.
All right. Two more stories. Just get through two more stories.
Okay.
Justin Bieber, he played an April Fool's joke on his fans and announced a pregnancy with Hailey Baldwin with a picture of a sonogram. And then there was also a photo of her with a bunch of doctors in lab coats. And then he posted a sonogram again that had a puppy's face in it and April fooled us all. There will be a private memorial for Luke Perry. Do you need the garbage can?
Man, it's one to come back
creeping up.
You drink water.
Okay. I know. I gave you my water. There's a private memorial set for Luke Perry, and it will happen at the Warner Brothers Studios in California on April 13th. The late actor's co-stars, colleagues, crew members, and family members will be able to go and celebrate his life then.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Roy, that's your dirty.
Oh, thank God.
I feel like you need to run to
call
the
bathroom. Call now. 704-570-9595. Beat Loren. Call now.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey.
You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Woo.
You seem a little excited. Amy, are you by yourself in the car?
No, I've got my two nieces with me. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school, and they are so excited with me.
All right, Amy, what's their names?
Tatiana and Natalia.
All right. Tatiana and Natalia.
Tatiana.
Cool. Beautiful names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
All right, Loren, it's time to get out of the studio.
I'm going.
She's putting the headphones down. She's walking out of the room. And she is...
gone. She has slammed the tour closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Hey, true or false, there is a North Carolina team that will represent us in the Final Four this weekend. Is that true or false?
False.
And Blake Shelton wants his girlfriend back on The Voice. Who is that?
Gwen Stefani.
Question three. Kendall Jenner broke her silence on this iconic festival that has been known for being a disaster. What festival are we talking about?
Firefest.
And question four, this What About Us / Raise Your Glass singer went after some Twitter trolls who attacked her son for his weight.
Is it pink? Raise Your Glass?
Tom Brady pulled an April Fool's joke saying he was retiring on Twitter. What team is Tom Brady the quarterback for?
Patriots.
Come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Amy got them all correct.
Ooh.
In about 30 seconds.
Okay.
You ready? Lorraine giving us a nervous look on her face. Will her all-time record of 76 wins be broken today? Let's find out. True or false, there's a North Carolina team in the Final Four this weekend.
False.
Blake Shelton wants his girlfriend back on The Voice. Who is that?
Gwen Stefani.
Question three. Kendall Jenner broke her silence on this iconic festival that has been known for being a disaster.
Firefest.
This What About Us / Raise Your Glass singer went after some Twitter trolls who attacked her son for his weight.
Pink.
Tom Brady pulled an April Fool's joke saying he was retiring from Twitter. What team is Tom Brady the quarterback for?
The New England Patriots. And why do we keep talking about Tom Brady?
Lorraine.
Not a fan.
You seemed a bit uneasy about number four. Your facial expressions here in the studio.
Yeah.
Are you confident?
I think so. I read that she was, that Pink was going after trolls over her son's, surgery.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't read the other part, so.
And what about North Carolina being in the Final Four? Would you like to re-answer that?
No, I don't think so.
Boy. All right, Lorraine, it was a good run. 76 wins is something to be proud of, because you're definitely going to be 77 wins. You get them all correct.
God. Why good do you job. Do that to me?
Because we're good show hosts. That's why.
Good job, Lorraine.
See, now, if I wouldn't change my number one because you said that, I would have thrown something at you, probably. Amy, great job today. 5 right. It's awesome, but it's not quite a win. Ties do stay with the house, not our rules.
All right.
Let me hear it, guys.
Well, we can't beat Lorraine, but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing. Have a great day at school.
Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
War of the Roses busting cheaters. We got Carly thinking her man Ronnie is up to no good because his ex won't go away. He keeps helping her out. Is this lingering ex getting in between them two? We'll find out with the brand new War of the Roses in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Carly, you sent us a message. Hey, you sent us a message and said that you think your boyfriend is cheating on you. What's going on?
Ronnie and I have been together for 5 years. We've lived together. It's very serious. Okay. However, there have been two kind of like major breaks, like major separations in the last 5 years. And on both of those occasions, he ran back to his ex, which is this like total skank named Christina.
Okay.
Yeah. He had the audacity to ask me if she could stay in our guest room because she was fighting with her roommate. And I'm like in complete shock. And then I'm realizing as I'm on the phone with him on my way home from work, I can actually hear her in the background. Like she's like literally already in my house.
Ooh.
I just feel like there's just like major boundary issues. And I don't know. I just don't trust it now. I don't trust him. And she always needs him to help her. You know, she's got some problems. Well,
there's no boundaries issue. There, clearly.
She's like a cockroach. You can't get rid of her.
Well, that's the thing. It's like she's, you know, she's really good at this sort of persecution complex. She's really good at it. And I'm the opposite. You know, like, I'm just kind of, like, tough, I guess. Like, I don't. When I'm going through something, I kind of just try to work it out.
Okay.
Where she's like the exact opposite, but it just feels like we're in a pattern of like a bait and switch.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
All right, Carly, let's call Ronnie up.
Hello?
Hi, Ronnie. My name's Jen. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new romantic gift company here in town. And I'm calling because we're trying to get our name out there, and we are offering people a dozen beautiful red roses in exchange for just telling their friends about our services. Kind of a grassroots marketing campaign.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Do you have someone that you would like to send romantic roses to? It's a dozen. We do not charge shipping or handling, and it's not a reoccurring charge.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Can I have the name of the person that you would like to send them to first?
Yes. I would absolutely love to send them to Carly.
To Carly?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your relationship with Carly, just for our market research?
Oh, she's been my girlfriend for 5 years.
Okay. Very sweet. What would you like to put on Carly's card?
Carly, you are my everything. You've been with me through the ups and downs and all arounds. Sweetheart, I love you now and forever. Is that too cheesy? Is she going to be like,
No, it was endearing. Very sweet.
Okay.
Now I'm even more confused.
What?
I don't understand.
Ronnie, that's your girlfriend, Carly.
What's going on?
Yep, she's been on the phone the whole time. You're on the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show and wore the roses.
Oh, my God.
Babe, if you're so in love with me, why are you putting me through this? If you're so in love with me and I'm so in love with you, why are you even risking that? I'm not fine with it.
Okay.
Trust me, nobody would be fine with it.
So I would say that if someone is uncomfortable, you should respect... Lorraine, you told me the line. What's the line? You taught it to me.
If you knew that I was uncomfortable with something, you should respect me enough to not want to do it.
Right. So if she doesn't want her there, why don't you respect that decision?
My friend is going through a lot of and I'm always there to help her out. That's just the kind of person I am.
But why? Why are you there to help her out? You've been broken up forever.
I don't care about her. It's not like I'm in love with her still, but I care about her well-being.
You guys have a kid together?
No.
Because really, that's the only reason that you should, like, still be that connected to an ex if it's making your new significant...
Get out of here.
Only if it's making your new significant other uncomfortable.
Why is it my problem that this girl drinks too much? Like, why is it my problem that she, you know, makes these really bad, crazy, destructive decisions, and then you have to go and, like, help her out? I don't understand. Like, it's just... It just seems like there's got to be a part of you that likes this, or, I mean, I can't understand.
Ronnie, is there nobody else in her life, mom, dad, friend, sister, that can help her out? Like, why does she keep coming back to you specifically?
Specifically because we have a past, and she knows that I'm always going to be there for her.
And she wants to f*** you.
Sweetheart, it's not like that.
Right, okay.
I know it was a while ago, but the card he sent to you, Carly, was really...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sweet, which is why I'm confused as to why you have two sides of Ronnie here. One side he's really sweet to you, and the other side he's not willing to let go of his ex. I don't know.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so upset, because it's like we have a really good life together. We've worked through so much in the last 5 years, and... What is blowing my mind is that there's just this one last piece, you know, this one component.
Yeah.
And he knows, like, it hurts me, so I don't...
All right.
I do believe he loves me, and that's what's even more irritating. I'm just like...
So, Ronnie, are you willing to choose sides?
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, if that's not the answer, then
you and Carly need to discuss your relationship.
Yeah.
And Carly, are you willing to break up with him over the fact that he won't stop talking to Christina? I mean, she was at the house. You heard her.
I know. That's where I'm, like, kicking myself because, honestly, I'm not ready to break up. I'm just... Because I love him.
It's not about that.
Okay. I don't know. The answer is I don't know, right?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we're just reeling in from that War of the Roses between Carly and Ronnie. Ronnie, who has the lingering ex.
Oh.
She just won't go away, and Ronnie feels obligated to help her, even though it makes Carly feel uncomfortable.
So many people are texting us saying that they've been in this position. And
really?
Yeah. Like they're in it. So we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Is his or her ex still in their life? And how are you dealing with that? Maybe you could give Carly some tips. Because clearly, Carly and Ronnie, I really do feel like deep down inside, they're in love.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I hate to, like, give anybody an ultimatum, but there was a moment when Dallas and I first started dating where he had an ex that was, like, kind of hanging around. And he wasn't being overly nice to her, but he also wasn't shutting her down. And I think it was giving her mixed signals about them possibly getting back together. So, like, she had a key to his place. And she's the one that ended up walking in on us.
I remember.
At his house when I slept over for, like, one of the first times.
Oh.
Why would she feel, why would she feel like she has the right to walk in once they're already broken up?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But this sounds like a similar kind of situation where, like, you're not being overly friendly. You're just trying to help somebody out and not be mean to them, but they're getting the wrong idea.
704-570-9595. I would have to think that our MRL show fam is full of people who have either dealt with it or maybe currently dealing with his or her ex still in their life. Like, how do you handle that? What's the situation? Are you cordial with the ex or maybe you're not? 704-570-9595. Well, we're waiting for producer Nicole to line up calls. Big happenings. We're getting text messages, and I'm getting messages directly sent to my phone that there are snow reports from South Charlotte. The
really?
Valentine, Waxhaw, Rock Hill area is currently seeing snow.
Now, we're located in South End, which is just outside of all the big buildings in Charlotte, and I don't see any snow here.
It's not going to stick.
No, but, I mean, it's supposed to be like 82 on Saturday.
Yeah, and just like this past weekend, I wore shorts for the first time.
Yeah.
What a tease, man. Because we were moving stuff this weekend, moved all of my winter stuff back into storage. So I have like two sweatshirts to alternate until it gets warm again.
So if you're seeing snow anywhere, text us at 704-570-9595 and give us your snow reports and we'll shout you guys out.
Text us the photos too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
This is Tammy in Mooresville. Tammy, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Thank you.
Tammy, Carly on War of the Roses was upset because Ronnie hasn't gotten rid of his longtime ex, and he's saying that he's just trying to help her out, that she's going through a rough time. How would you handle that if you were Carly?
Well, I just went through the same exact thing. My ex-boyfriend was talking to an ex of his through Facebook Messenger, and I went ahead and confronted him. And he said, oh, she's just a friend. She's just a friend. It means nothing. But then when I asked to see the messages, he said no. So I broke up with him.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes here's the thing. You might really like somebody, but at the end of the day, you got to choose you over them.
Well, it's about respect.
Yeah,
he didn't
exactly.
Respect me enough to, cut that off. We had a relationship on and off for 6 years. And if I didn't mean that much to him, then obviously it wasn't worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We just got a message on our Facebook page at the MRL show from Laura, who says, I feel like Ronnie enjoys being the knight in shining armor.
I do too.
Agree.
And he's there's another thing, Tammy. And by the way, if you just got in the car and you missed the War of the Roses, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday, a brand new one at 7:50. You can listen to it on our podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. But one of the things we say is, if he sends or she sends the flowers to the person, we have to believe in our system.
Well, you have to believe in it.
Okay.
I don't.
Right.
But then, okay, but I do. Oh, and then people are going to say, oh, Ronnie knew it was us. He didn't know it was us. He had no idea what was going on.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But he still sent them to Carly, and the issue is that he loves Carly, and he's trying to deal with the ex.
I'm not saying that that's not the case here. I'm just saying I've been in a similar situation, and I hate to say throwing an ultimatum out there is the way to go, but throwing an ultimatum out there is the way to go. Like, at the end of the day, you just have to say, like, listen, I'm uncomfortable with this, and if you're not okay with the fact that I'm uncomfortable with it and want to respect me enough not to talk to her, then this is a moot issue. We don't have a conversation. We're not together.
Ooh, but it's 5 years they've been
together.
She's
ready to throw away the relationship, Loren.
I'm not competing with somebody for your attention.
Even when we asked Carly, are you ready to get over it? She said, yes. Well, I know.
It's going to be hard to rip off that Band-Aid. It is complicated.
Producer Nicole just said in our ears that she's trying to get them back tomorrow, potentially with the ex.
Oh,
so we'd have the three of them.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if it's a good idea. Yeah. I'm on that call.
I think Loren's going to go off. All right, let's talk with Ashley in Hickory. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rent Show. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I think he just queued right in. He agreed with, that sounds great with the roses. I think he knew that y'all were calling.
Really?
I don't think he's out of the clear. I think he may even be cheating with her because he just knew y'all were calling. That's why he set up the sweet note.
See, I don't know. I kind of got the vibe when maybe it came off.
He didn't ask any questions.
Yeah.
That's true. Sometimes, though, we have to. These aren't live, so we edit the whole back and forth, whether it's real or not. You know, like is this for real? Because sometimes they just go on, and it takes Loren 10 minutes to make the
coax
guy.
Someone into it.
Yeah.
Right.
And we just have to edit that out for time, Ashley. You understand?
Right.
So.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks. Interesting, though. I never thought that people might think that that's a thing.
Yeah.
But we do edit these down.
I got the vibe that he was clueless because there even came a point, and I don't know if we left it in or not, but I was like, does he even know what's going on? Does he understand what's going on?
Yeah.
Because he was so confused.
I'll tell you what's confusing. The weather in the Carolinas. That's what's confusing.
We're getting so many text messages of pictures.
Hundreds of snow reports coming in. We're going to read them coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Woo-hoo!
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. And snow. It is snowing in South Charlotte.
Yeah, a lot of stuff coming in from Fort Mill. People are sending pictures and videos, and they're big flakes, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, 803 just sent us some pictures, and it's, like, all in her hair and on her car, and it's not sticking to the ground, but it looks like it's sticking to other things.
Yeah, they say it could stick to the grassy areas.
Yeah.
Snow flurries in Spartanburg.
Yeah, just saw that.
I saw some Lancaster snow reports.
Rock Hill. Snow at York Tech and Rock Hill.
Still nothing up here in South End of Charlotte. Not even rain. It's not doing anything.
And I love this. I feel so happy for our Southern audience because how many times has it snowed and only people up in Hickory and Huntersville gets it? And everyone south of Charlotte's like, hey, what about me?
Yeah,
oh, they get so mad.
Yeah, so they're finally getting snowflakes.
Big flakes in Waxhaw. People just sent a community. They said late April Fool's joke. I see.
Yeah, Mother Nature, you should have done that yesterday.
Don't sweat it, though, because legit it's supposed to be 78 on Saturday. And back in the 70s on Thursday. Like 70 tomorrow.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So just enjoy for the next couple of hours.
Snowflakes at Waverly.
Uh-oh.
Snowing here in Monroe.
I'll tell you what, it's 73 degrees in the studio right now with a 10% chance of me screwing up the dirty when I push the button.
That's a good
chance.
Well,
let's see.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Here's someone who didn't text us no report and simply just said, I love you guys.
Aw, thank you.
A first-time texter to 704-570-9595. Thank you.
All right, so speaking of April Fool's jokes that Mother Nature is playing on us currently, Jennifer Gardner, she got into the April Fool's joke game yesterday. She took to Instagram and said that she was writing a memoir. She said, this has been a labor of love. This will probably be my first and my only book. She got in on it. Tom Brady got in on it. He took to Twitter to say that he was retiring. It was his way to say a first sweet goodbye.
Well, here it is. Here's our text, man.
I think it should be more of an April Fool's joke that he's not retiring, by the way.
Sorry. I'm going through the text and responding to people. Here's another one that says, will CMS call school off today?
No.
No, they should already be in school.
No.
They're not going to call school for this.
Lily Collins posted that she was pregnant with a prosthetic belly. She is not. And another pregnant celebrity was Justin Bieber. Him and his wife, Hailey Baldwin, both got on there and on social media and said that they were expecting with a couple different posts. And then they would say, like, April Fools. And then, oh, you thought it was a joke. April Fools again. So their fans were not happy with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Spice Girl Jerry, there was a report out that Mel B and her had hooked up and had a sexual encounter during the time that they were performing in Spice Girls together.
Oh. But
Jerry is denying the sexual encounter.
Whoa.
Yeah. Conflicting reports there.
Don't sweat it. Loren did the same with me.
What?
Deny. Deny till you die, you said.
Yeah, deny, time. Deny, deny. Take it to the grave. and
did they write a song about it? That's how you know.
What do you mean?
Like, in other words,
if there's like a secret meaning in something.
It's a lyric.
Like
Stevie Nicks just mentioned yesterday that Harry Styles was in NSYNC by accident. She screwed it up. Okay, but
that happened over the weekend.
She was in a band called Fleetwood Mac, and they were all messing around with each other. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, every song they do is about how they were all hooking up.
Really?
Yes.
Now I'm gonna go back and listen.
You got to.
Let's listen for the secret meanings in all the Spice Girl songs. If you want to be my lover.
Oh, there it is.
Baby Spice.
You got what Loren likes today?
I do. I wanted to play the Ariana Grande song, though, one more time.
Well, we're kind of out of time.
All right,
yeah,
fine.
If you want to go ahead and...
I'll tell you what. We'll play it, and you do what Loren likes over it.
Okay.
No. All right?
I found a camera that does 3D photos. So you can set up a whole 3D image of your house. It's super cool. We'll have that up for you at kiss951.com.
Surprisingly, that worked pretty well.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nightmare. And what's this Ariana called?
Monopoly.
All right. Cool. So we have the band of songs at weddings. Songs that you should never hear at a wedding.
Mm.
Because they have meanings that could actually destroy your marriage.
And we got a wedding DJ right here in the studio. Producer Aaron will go over this list with you, okay?
All right, we're going to do that in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Aaron is one of the producers of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And when he's not here making us sound pretty, he's either at school or DJing weddings.
One of the two. Sometimes both.
Well, we're in wedding season right now. You got any weddings booked?
I believe in May.
Okay, yeah. Good. Good to know that. So these are the songs that should never be played at weddings.
And I want to know, Aaron, if you've ever played these songs.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get my headphones.
Do people typically give you like a set list of songs that they would like played? Or do they just say, like, we didn't do that at our wedding. We were just like, man, play whatever.
Usually I have them give me a set list. Like we have like a little sheet form to fill out. And they'll write what like... genre they want to listen to, and then they'll also do specific song requests.
Now, Aaron, for those of you that don't know, our producer here is 19 years old, just graduated high school, and he's very innocent. I think that's the way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So are there artists that you see on there that you're like...
Who's that? The Bee Gees.
Snoop Dogg. What's that?
Yeah, but not with people like Snoop Dogg. I know Snoop.
Okay, all right. All right, Roy, give us some of these songs here. We'll see if Aaron agrees.
Every step you take?
This is every breath you take by the police.
Okay.
And
so why is this...
Because it's about stalking.
Oh.
It's about watching you.
It really is, yeah. But it still gets played at weddings because you're looking at someone and you think they're so beautiful, but really you're watching them from afar.
That's not good. All right, so did you ever play this one, Aaron?
Probably.
I'll be watching you.
That's creepy.
That's so romantic that you'll be watching me all the time.
From the bushes, sweetheart.
Oh, jeez.
What about this song?
Everybody get up. Oh, yeah.
You play
this? What's wrong with this song?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Other than the girls are naked in the video.
The song is problematic, according to this article. It's problematic AF, they actually say, to say the least. No one should ever feel like their marriage is anything other than non-blurred lines.
Oh, yeah, he has blurred lines about what's... I get it.
This song's about blurred lines about whether or not he should cheat.
Yeah.
It's so catchy. So much fun. It's 2013 all over again.
do I love you. Maybe I don't. Ooh. All right. What else, Roy?
Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, this shouldn't be played for a
month. Oh, boy.
There we go.
Can we just move on?
Yep.
I don't do that.
It took us a second, Nicole. Yeah. We couldn't quickly change.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. R. Kelly. Chris Brown also not great with relationships.
Yeah, I know. And it's... Yeah.
Although when I hear this song, I think of the Pam and Jim wedding on The Office.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the article says it's not really cool to have Chris Brown singing a love song.
No.
Okay. What else, Roy Boy? Oh, this is Daughters by John Mayer.
I thought this was a sweet song.
I think it sounds sweet,
Yeah, what's
too
up with this one?
The song has a curious line in the chorus that says, girls become lovers who turn into mothers.
Well, don't they all? I mean, doesn't, if you have a child.
Yeah,
I guess. It seems like the national progression.
It's not going to be your lover.
I think it's beautiful.
I guess what they're saying is that this is a first dance song for a lot of dads, and that line in there, just be heads up, there's a line in there.
Like for the bride and dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I can see where it's a little weird. All right, what about this one?
Who plays this at their wedding, by the way?
Aaron?
Aaron, no. You ever have anybody request this?
I haven't. No, I haven't done a wedding like this.
Really? No Titanic? My Heart Will Go On?
Like, maybe when the movie was big, but I don't know.
According to this article, not good to play the song My Heart Will Go On, even though it's beautiful.
Yeah,
most people at the wedding are going to think about the Titanic crashing and relate that to your wedding.
And, like, your relationship is a sinking ship.
Exactly. All right, the last one here. These are songs that definitely shouldn't be played at weddings.
This song.
It's in sync. What's so wrong with this?
No, I was going to say, I don't know this song.
God must have spent a little bit more time on you,
yeah,
right?
That's it. Can
this be true? Yeah, according to this article, don't play this song at a wedding. Even though it's beautiful and considered a love song, it also puts someone up on standards that they can't hold, a.k.a. the God complex, which is you're better than everyone else in this room.
Oh.
And you might not be. Hold on, let me hear that. I haven't heard this song in a minute. There's JT. When you change my world with just one
kiss. How can you think get to it?
I love the song. It moves a little slower, it's right? It's a miracle. There you go. Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have
I think
it's sweet.
Everybody else in the room is like, what about me?
Well,
he didn't spend a lot of time on me?
No.
Area code 90 said,
<your wedding. laughs>
Area code 90 said, can you all play the whole NSYNC song?
No.
What's the most common song that you get requested at weddings?
The most common song?
Yeah.
Like, I would think it'd be like Butterfly Kisses or something like that, like Father Daughter Dance.
So when
Butterfly
I was,
Kisses? Mm-hmm. Come My Baby? That
no,
song?
No, Butterfly Kisses. It's a it's a Father Daughter Dance.
Mm. This is the one that I'm thinking of when you say Butterfly Kisses.
No, not that one. Mm. I know what you're talking about.
I know
about.
Back when I was a wedding DJ in like 2008 and 2009, it used to be like this song?
Yeah, but this is called Butterfly. It's not Butterfly Kisses. Okay.
Back in like 2008, 2009, it was the one with the Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling.
Oh, yeah. Or Let's Get It Started.
I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night. And then the other one was Just Dance by Gaga. So it's been a minute for me. Back in the wedding DJ.
I like this one, though. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the bride and her dad to the dance floor. No, of course not. I'm joking.
Okay, I was about to say.
All right. We got lots to do still.
Still to come.
All right. If you go to the gym, there's a question about gym etiquette. Okay. Something happens at the gym to a lot of people when they work out. And is it okay to do this at the gym? We'll discuss with you coming up in just about 9 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show
on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren morning show.
So, this is crazy because this article just came out. The New York Post, we love to read that to get different polls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, why do I do this?
What?
Why do you do this?
I don't know. Excuse me, Amanda's out of town, so I guess I can just share with you something that I told her on Sunday. I guess when you work out at the gym, and I've been going to the gym for the last couple of months, it doesn't show, but I feel better about myself. I'm not losing weight because I haven't changed my
eating habits.
But I do like the cardio. So I run, I'll play basketball, I'll try and play tennis. The other day I was on a treadmill, it was after a heavy night of drinking and wings. And you can imagine what happens when one goes to the gym. According to this article in the New York Post, a doctor, Dr. John White, chief medical officer at WebMD, said that it's entirely natural to pass gas while working out. Your body actually relaxes and is flushing out the toxins. Therefore, it is true that more people pass gas at the gym than anywhere else. Although you two might argue that.
Yeah, because I just think you do it constantly throughout the day.
Did you toot while you were on the treadmill?
Of course you did.
Oh, dude.
You and I were talking when you were on the treadmill.
But that's no different than any other day for you.
No, hold on.
It just might have been a little stinkier.
Whoa.
I listen, I don't know what it was. All I know is I was thankful that the people to the left and the right of me had their earbuds in. I'll say that.
Well, so whenever I'm working out, I go to this place called Functional Fit where they, after the workout, they stretch you. Like, you don't, they actually like bend you in weird ways and stretch your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, there is a 50, it's a flip of a coin chance if there something could slide out. I mean, it's because they're stretching out, they're like relaxing you.
Exactly. And that's what this doctor says. And if you're going to believe anybody, you got to believe the chief medical officer at WebMD, a legit website, right?
I don't know.
I will say that during yoga classes, there's a lot of tooting.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like audible?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to yoga.
Me too.
That's funny.
But you have to think your body is relaxing there too, and you're also stretching.
Do you say, excuse me? Do you own up to
Namaste.
It or you just move on? Namaste. Namaste fart.
That's just me letting out the demons.
So the New York Post took a poll from menshealth.com. Is it okay to pass gas at the gym? What do you think? Which way do people lean?
Yeah.
Politely,
65% said yes, go for it. 36% said no, hold it in. So if you're on your way to the gym now and you have a little gas.
It's okay.
It is okay. I told my wife that on Sunday when I came back, and she goes, why did you bring that up? Like, why are you telling me this? I was like, I don't know. You're my wife. I want to share with you.
I wonder sometimes, like, just us having conversations, why people bring things up.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll tell you, the other thing we need to bring up is yesterday's April Fool's joke that we played on everyone. Lots of great feedback about that. But one, what is this? It's a sporting event. It's a major sporting event that comes once a year. They played an April Fool's joke yesterday, and everybody went crazy about it. And guess what? Just like ours, it also has to do with dogs. We'll tell you about it just after 9 on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
$1,000 five times a day. Kiss cash code. Your next chance to win is coming up at 11 a.m. with Cameron.
Mm-hmm. And then 1, 4, and 6.
Right, so make sure you're listening for that code that you text in or use the app and try to get that money. But we did an awesome April Fool's prank yesterday. We developed this website called caninecosmetic.com, and we ran a commercial on the radio for it, and it pretty much was plastic surgery for your dog. And everyone was all sorts of upset. It's so funny to me that nobody realized, like, immediately, they didn't come to their mind, it's April Fool's. They just was just angered by it.
I think we just sold it really well.
Yeah, that's what people said. People were like, you guys got us so good because you did such a good job with the commercial that our friends Phil and Mel from K104.7 cut.
And the website and the phone. And
it was pretty legit.
Really committed.
The same thing kind of happened with the U.S. Open. They did a prank and everybody immediately believed it. And then they were angry when they found out that it's not real.
Oh, what did they do?
So they did a tweet, and it said, breaking the U.S. Open to add puppies to the ball person team in the 2019 tournament for the first time, all breeds welcome. So the dogs would pick up the tennis balls.
Which I think is a hilarious tweet.
Yeah, so dogs would run back and forth to get the tennis balls. And when they, of course, revealed that it's fake.
It was a joke.
Everyone was upset.
Yeah, people were sending in pictures of their pooches.
Trevor said, I would actually start watching tennis if you did this. Don't joke about such a brilliant idea. How come no one's thought of this?
Because as a tennis player, the tennis balls get wet when they're in the dog's mouth. You can't hit the ball like that.
Yeah.
You think that's what they're upset about?
If I see a corgi puppy, I'll actually start DVRing tennis. I mean, so many people were so angry, and they want it to be a real thing.
Yeah, that's pretty funny that they, unlike most April Fool's jokes, this one's flip-flopped. When they revealed it was an April Fool's joke, everybody got mad. Normally, you're mad when you don't know it's an April Fool's joke and calm down after. But, hey, can I share something here in a second? Instagram has done something, and it's made me so upset.
Yeah, you almost beat your fist into the wall.
I almost put my arms through the window by accident. All right, I'll explain it in 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Snowing in South Charlotte. We love, and by the way, down at Fort Mill and Lancaster, we love the photos that you're sending us. Thank you guys
so
much.
Flakes.
I know.
And it's actually sticking in some points. Not on the road, but in the grass.
You know, and as we were sitting here scrolling through all the photos of the snow, we heard Maney yell out in frustration. Oh. Instagram has done him wrong. And he almost put his hand through the window.
Yeah. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Now my microphone's broken.
What'd you do? Probably hit it because you were upset with Instagram.
There we go. No. Okay, so... Yeah, I almost put my elbow through the window by accident because I've done this a couple times already. If you've done the Insta update, and I have my phone on automatic update, so all the apps update automatically. Now, on the right, before, when you were in DM and you weren't friends with someone, and it said, like, if I wasn't friends with Roy, it would say, Roy Brown sent you a message. Would you like to read it? You hit accept. That button was on the right-hand side.
Uh-huh.
For as long as I've owned Instagram, and I've been on it.
So here's my Instagram still says allow and deny.
Yeah.
So this is the old way?
The update, delete is now on the right. And I have deleted.
Have delete.
No, because you don't have the update. I have deleted countless DMs now, and I feel really bad. Because on mine, the delete is on the right-hand side now with no warning, and I just naturally go to it to allow it. And, Roy, someone said, hey, I too am an airplane enthusiast.
So you wanted to reach out and talk to them
and
about
I wanted
it.
To reach it, exactly. And instead I deleted it. Now I have no idea who this person is, and I feel bad.
Do you have an idea of the name?
None. It was
you know
a girl.
What the person looks like?
It was a female, blonde. Oh,
Nicole knows who it is.
Oh, she's on the Kiss Insta one?
She sent it to both.
All right.
Well, good. Now you get to talk about your airplane stuff.
My microphone.
Yeah, you just pulled off your microphone.
All I'm saying is beware on Instagram. Aaron, Loren, Roy, Nicole, MRL Show fam. Delete is now on the right-hand side.
All right,
it used to be allow. Laugh about it now, but when you get a DM from someone who goes, hey, Loren, I work for California Closets, and you accidentally delete that, you're going to be mad.
Fair enough.
You were so upset.
By the way,
you love talking about airplanes so much. You got so upset over this.
I just wanted to say thank you for reaching. I love to respond to people. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did kill my elbow on that one.
Do you know what that is? You told us a story earlier this morning about you lied about an arm fracture yesterday, and that's God getting you back. Karma. Karma.
Yeah, that's right.
I did. I didn't want the AAA guy who changed my tire on my own driveway yesterday to know that I couldn't do it or that I didn't want to, so I faked an arm fracture. You're right, it's payback, Loren.
Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.